Okay, back with you at YSR and YahooSportsRadio.com as we are coming to you from inside the Quicken Loan Studios. And it is time now for our weekly Under the Helmet segment with the great Jason Peter. And Jason, let's begin this week's conversation with zeroing in on the Cleveland Browns and their troubled wide receiver who was arrested last weekend with the DWI. Of course, we're talking about Josh Gordon. Jason, it's good to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Jay, so what was your reaction when you heard the news? Another young man with immense talent, clearly struggling with substance abuse, and he's also had some other run-ins with the law, but what was your reaction when you heard the news about Josh?
I'm not shocked anymore. You know, I mean, you kind of, especially with guys that have a history, you know, it is difficult. If you go into the NFL already with issues, with problems, then that lifestyle all it does is magnify it. Now, you know, like for myself, I mean, you know, I've been open with my issues that I had, and I didn't have any of that stuff going into the NFL. That was all kind of created once I got into that lifestyle, combined with, you know, the physical pain and the money and everything else. But, you know, here, Josh Gordon is somebody who, you know, there were issues way back. Teams knew that he was a high-risk sort of player. And, you know, Cleveland, obviously, you know, were able to have success with him. But you kind of had a few hiccups as well along the way. Well, now, you know, you're dealing with something that is kind of removed out of the team's hands. And ultimately, you know, you could lose the guy for the year.
Well, Jason, now the Browns, wouldn't you agree? I mean, they have a responsibility to help out this young man. Because when you are drafted, I'd love to get your perspective on this. I mean, you're part of a family. I mean, they don't just, you know, shouldn't just cut ties with him, right?
Yeah, you know, I would love to have that feeling about all NFL teams, but it's just not the case. You know, there's a handful of teams that strive for that family sort of mentality, that atmosphere. But, you know, there's I would say the majority of teams, it's strictly business-like. And, you know, we're paying you millions of dollars. You need to show up and you take care of your business and you don't get in trouble. And you know, you do everything that we would expect you to do. And if you get in trouble, you know, usually they'll, depending on the severity of it, it might be a slap on the wrist here and there. But obviously with Josh Gordon, it's, you know, multiple issues, multiple arrests. So I don't know what Cleveland does here. You know, it'll be interesting to see. Certainly is a talented player. And, you know, every franchise is looking for guys who ultimately end up in Hawaii, you know, guys on the all-pro team, Pro Bowl sort of players. And here they have one, and now it's kind of you have to weigh, obviously, the issues and the PR that is now going to come with Josh Gordon, you know, and really the Browns are kind of on the clock, so to speak, because, like you said, there's a lot of people that want to know what they're going to do. Are they going to support this kid? Are they going to help him get the treatment that he needs? Or, you know, are they just going to kind of cut ties? Because you're going to have fans on both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. You're going to have fans that are like, you know, forget this guy. You know, he's more of a headache than he is somebody who, you know, is successful. And especially you're talking about Cleveland. I mean, you're not talking about Super Bowl winning franchise, at least, you know, recently, you know, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, especially with the staff that they got there now and what happened.
Well, he's a repeat offender, and as you had just mentioned, I mean, he's had several other run-ins with the law, and he is a high-risk kind of a player, but the fact is that he's only 23. He really does have such a bright future, and if he doesn't make a hard right turn and a U-turn in his life, he's going to just, his NFL career, it's really going to be over. To me, this is not about football anymore. This is really about, this young man's got to get some mentorship, and he's got to get his life together.
Yeah, you know, you said it perfectly. I mean, it's not about football. You know, everybody knows kind of what he can do on the field, but it's ultimately a decision he's got to make. You know, nobody else can make that decision for you. He's got to want to do it, and up to this point, he has shown everybody that he really doesn't want to be, I guess, you know, the model citizen or you know, however somebody, I guess, describes somebody who's you know, not on drugs or not drinking, you know, obsessively. You know, but it doesn't matter if they send him the treatment or not for, you know, 3 months or a month or a year. Ultimately, it's going to come down to Josh Gordon.
You know, Jason, let me jump in here. I mean, you were a first-round draft pick back in 96, drafted by the Carolina Panthers. I mean, what kind of resources are out there for, you know, players that are struggling with substance abuse? I mean, who might, in your estimation, who might be some of those mentors out there that could really, you know, reach out to Josh and to help him out? Did you have any idea on that?
I think there's a lot of guys that have gone through this stuff. I mean, certainly there's been a handful that have been vocal and have gone public, you know, with their issues that they had either while playing or post-career, or even guys that, you know, were using when they were playing. But then, you know, I think society still in the NFL that's kind of the thing that you don't want, you know, attached to your name. And especially while you're playing, I don't know if there's somebody, you know, off the top of my head who has, you know, had similar sort of problems and, you know, is still playing and was able to turn his life around. I mean, certainly, you know, Michael Irvin obviously is somebody who has had a lot of problems.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter is somebody as well. But, you know, you just don't know. You don't know how guys will respond to that. You know, and it'll be interesting to see. You know, ultimately, the league has to make a ruling. But yeah, I mean, certainly a guy like that, you know, if a player like a Michael Irvin or Chris Carter, you know, reached out to you, then you know, obviously you're going to answer that call. At least if I was in his shoes, I would. You know, because he's at a crossroads right now, and he's going to have to make that decision.
Jason Peter is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break and be rejoined with the Double Nickel.